Oh boy, he was just, wind was so high, and he was like a little roaring hood in them tree popping like.
We met Peggy Hutchison at the Red Cross shelter at Providence Baptist Church in Opelika. She came in for a cup of coffee and a chance to catch her breath. Hutchison lost her home in Beauregard during Sunday's tornado. It was the sound of the trees she remembers most.
I don't know, like a pin. Pop, 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 pop. Just popping like firecracker. And that wind was so strong, you heard a little roar. Shoot, I said, that was it.
And it's not just the sounds Hutchison remembers. The storm was also followed by the smell of pine and earth that was torn up by the winds. Hutchison says Sunday was also proof positive that no one's luck lasts forever.
3 years ago, one came through, he missed us. And this time, we were 3-4 foot from it.
The sounds and smells of a tornado like the one that hit Beauregard and Lee County are nothing new to residents of Tuscaloosa like Steve Miller. He was the first person Alabama Public Radio spoke with following the tornado that tore through the town on April 27, 2011.
The sound was the loudest thing that I've ever heard. It was so loud that I couldn't hear it anymore. It became so loud, and mud and dirt and dust were smashing around, flying at us from all directions down there.
And then there was the human toll. Back in 2011, the storm killed over 50 people in Tuscaloosa. A man who lived near Steve Miller found one of the victims.
My neighbor, two houses down, went far into his backyard and found a young lady wrapped around one of his trees. She had passed away.
Well, they have another case already going in there. She said we need one of these in the kitchen. Okay.
Now, it's the needs of those who survived Sunday's tornado in Lee County that's the focus at Providence Baptist Church. A stream of cars and trucks pulled into the parking lot to drop off food, water, clothing, diapers, and other supplies. Tanya Knight was in her car when the tornado hit.
I saw it. I mean, you know, wind was blowing both directions. It got really dark really quick, and that's when I decided to go in and not sit in the parking lot anymore because I knew things were changing, and then from that point,
And for Knight, Sunday wasn't the end of it. She's the social media coordinator for Providence Baptist Church's disaster relief effort. That means Knight has to make sure all the donated food and clothing is organized and gets handed out to victims of the storm.
I mean, look around. There's tables. I know you can't see it on radio, but you tables. There's just, I mean, we're overflowing with clothing, food. They're just here to do what they can to, I mean, the communities come together in an amazing way to get us through this.
The work Knight and her volunteers is doing will help in the near term, but Steve Miller's experience in Tuscaloosa in 2011 shows how long getting over a storm can take. I sat down with him in 2016, 5 years after a tornado destroyed his house. At that time, Miller told me he still wasn't over it.
The sound of wind, even though our house is new, it blasts, you know, because there are no trees. It really gets on my nerves big time, and we've had to go into the basement a couple of times since then, since this house has been new, because of tornado warnings. And it scares the pieces out of us now when that happens.
And for residents of Lee County who feel the same way, the impact of Sunday's twister may be something that never goes away. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Beauregard.